a significant day in American history, but I think some people lose perspective on what it meant when those folks who were signing that piece of paper, what they were actually doing. Can you give us a background?
In 1776, the people who lived in the 13 colonies were, without a doubt, subjects of the King of Great Britain and citizens of the United Kingdom. When they signed that paper, they were committing treason against their country, and they knew it very well. They were, up to that point, loyal to the King of Britain, and even though there was fighting going on, there was hope that they could reconcile their differences, and there were many efforts to try that, but finally, by the time they reached the point in July 4th, 1776, they realized that it just wasn't going to happen, and so they went ahead and signed the document, and knowing full well what was going to happen to them if they lost the conflict, that is.
And if they lost the conflict, they well would lose their lives, correct?
Yes, they would have been subject to the death penalty, and certainly there were warrants out for the leaders of the revolution, George Washington, John Adams, and so on, once they signed that document. And so, yes, they would have been subject to the death penalty.
How is it that they were able to avoid being caught?
The British troops at that point were stationed by and large in the large cities, places like Boston and New York, because there had been trouble in those cities, and they had to try to put down the uprisings against the crown. And there's quite a bit of background to that as well. And the problems, in fact, were of the colonists' own making. They kind of put themselves into this situation. But the reason that people like Washington, for example, could evade capture because he was out in the field and not residing in any of the cities, and same with many of the others, they basically went into hiding to avoid capture. What happened leading up to all this was that, and it goes back to the what's known as the French and Indian War. That was caused by and large because land speculators, and George Washington was among them, went out to the Ohio River Valley and were basically absconding or stealing land from Native Americans. And this was causing all sorts of problem with the Iroquois Nation. And so it led to a conflict with the French, and they fought over this. The French lost. And in order to keep the peace, the British put down what's known as the Proclamation of 1763, which drew a line down the Appalachian Mountains, or the Appalachian Line. And they said, colonists stay on the east side, on the west is Native American land. Well, the land speculators kept crossing the line, kept violating the treaty, kept causing conflicts with the Indians. And so the British had to send troops out there to the frontier in order to keep the peace between colonists and Indians. And as that grew worse, they said, well, you colonists created this problem. You're going to pay for it. And so they raised taxes on them. And that's where the tea tax and things like that come from, in order to pay for those things, pay for the defense of the frontier, and to keep the land speculators from crossing over. Well, the colonists didn't like it. And so they start to rebel in the cities. And so in order to keep the peace in the cities, the British start to withdraw the troops from the frontier and put them in Boston and Baltimore and places like that. And that's what ultimately led to all the problems of the revolution right there. It's just land speculation.